Wayne State University football. It's all about the W. It's time for Winters on Wednesday, the insider's look at Wayne State football. Your host is none other than Warrior head football coach Paul Winters, along with Patriot studio host Rod Beard, as they catch you up on everything Wayne State football. Now, here's Rod Beard with Coach Winters.
The green and gold of all Wayne State flies over the field today.
Good evening, Warrior fans. So glad you can join us. We are sitting here at Tony V's on Cass Avenue. We'd love to have you out here. My name is Sean Belegian. It is not Rod Beard. So you're stuck with me tonight, and I got to be honest with you, you're stuck with me next week as well. So I'm sorry to tell you that, but it is indeed a pleasure to be here. As always, we are joined by the head coach of Wayne State football, Mr. Paul Winters. Coach, how are you?
Well, I have Sean Belegian. I am the happiest I've been all year.
I'm glad to hear. I am really glad to hear that. You know what's funny? In a little bit, we're going to be joined by Coach Kaz. And I've been telling everybody around here, once we bring Coach Kaz up here, I think Winters on Wednesday ends and it'll be ice time on a Wednesday night.
Ice time.
Because what people don't know is Coach Kaz, Coach Winters, and I, we like to talk hockey a little bit. So we'll get into that a little bit. Speaking of hockey, nice segue, we are going to be traveling up to Michigan Tech this weekend. Coach, you know, before we look back at last week, this is something I've always been intrigued. Look, there's no other way to say it. There's no easy way to get up to Houghton. I mean, that's just the way it is.
It's a tough drive.
What's the process for the team? Like Friday going into game Saturday.
Well, first of all, we try to tell our guys to get enough rest every day. We don't want them to stay up all night Thursday thinking they're going to sleep on the bus Friday. Mm-hmm. So we really want to try to get our rest as we go through the week. But we'll get up Friday morning, 6 o'clock. We'll load the buses. We'll have a little breakfast sandwich or whatever. And at 6:30, we're on the road. By, 12:30, we're over the bridge. We're in St. Ignace. We'll break for an hour and a half for lunch. We'll park in the McDonald's and, you know, have our McChicken. And then we head off for another 5 hours, and we're in Houghton.
That's the thing. You just touched on something. That's the thing that people don't understand unless you've been up there. You hit the bridge, and there's part of you that thinks, oh, cool, I'm almost there. Oh, no, you're not. You're about
you're
halfway
not even
there.
Close.
It's crazy. And I was telling Maggie with the athletic department, it's interesting because you then even get to Marquette and you look at the map and you're like, oh, I'm not that far away. But you have to weave, you know, like around Lake Superior and back up and everything. It's not an easy trip. I mean, there's no other way to say that.
It's difficult, you know, but think about the bus drivers. It's really hard for them.
Us,
it's easy. We just watch a movie and sleep for most of the drive. But what happens is I think you get a little cramped and everything. So what we'll do is once we get there, hopefully about 4:30, 5 o'clock, we will go out on the field and run around a little bit and stretch the legs and kind of get back to having feeling in our legs. And it'll prepare us pretty well for the next day.
For people that don't understand, hockey teams have to deal with this as well, the term bus legs is real. So to hear you describe it that way, I've never heard it described that way. Really, when you're sitting that long, you're looking, A, to be comfortable, and when you get up, there's cramps, and you really don't feel much. And we always called it bus legs. That's a good term for it. Yeah. Let's go back to last weekend. Coach, it's interesting. Josh Rennell, Hall of Famer Josh Rennell.
I'm
never going to let him live that down. Hall of Famer Josh Rennell and I were talking about this during the broadcast. We have been pretty blessed in recent years with some good weather, especially some good weather at home. Man, when it rains, it pours. We've had a couple games like that this year. Pun intended, I might add. We've had a couple games like that this year. And I was thinking back to my entire time. I've been fortunate enough to be with you for 10 years. I don't remember any pouring rain games other than in my first year. This year we've had a couple. Look, it's tough to play football in conditions like we had Saturday night.
It's really tough. I think, first of all, you have the thunder and lightning, so you kind of throws you off. You don't know your normal schedule. What are we going to do? Are we going to go in at halftime? Are we going to come back out? Are we going to sit down for a half an hour? Is it going to be an hour? It's kind of a crazy situation. I think that you do the best you can to try to prepare your guys for what's going to happen. Don't know once you get out there when it starts pouring again, and you're like, oh, okay, well, are we going back in? You know, is it the thunder and lightning gone? What's going to happen? So there's a tentativeness that we had that I think showed as the second half went, because we played pretty well in the first half, and we just, you know, that break never responded.
You know, that's the interesting thing about this coach. I mean, you certainly have talent on this team. I think you start with your quarterback. He has shown, I think, everybody enough to say, okay, there's something there, and you wonder what it's going to be,
right?
You know, as it progresses. You've got talented backs. You've got talented wide receivers. There are plays to be made, and I think for people that have watched the game, and maybe I have a good vantage point being up top,
right,
and seeing the bird's eye view, there are plays out there to be made.
There are plays to be made, and we've got some playmakers, like a Darius Roberson. Obviously, he's made a lot of plays this year. But you mentioned James Hill earlier.
Where is he from?
He's from Livonia.
Is he from Livonia?
He's Livonia's finest, okay. Clarenceville. And he has been a really a big play guy for us, and he's going to continue to make plays and do those things. Deontay Moffitt's another guy who's a big play guy from Mona Shores, Muskegon Mona Shores.
Yep.
So, you know, we obviously can run the ball, and we've got those guys. And really, you can't talk about how we can be on offense without talking about the offensive line. Despite any issues turning the ball over or the mistakes that have happened on the field, the offensive line, I think, has been dominant in every game. The offensive line has really kind of controlled every game. And when you have that, you should win. Now, you've got to make the field goal. You've got to not fumble the ball. You've got to not throw interceptions. And you got to do the other things. But it starts with a good offensive line, and our offensive line is really good.
You know, it's amazing that you say that. You hear it at all levels of football. I especially hear it in the NFL. But I think it's really, unfortunately, been a factual statement for you guys this year. A play or two can send a game in a different direction. There's no other way to say it. If you have a play, in my opinion, Coach, you guys were this close. You were maybe a big play away. This was the sense I got up in Saginaw for maybe opening that game up and pulling away. Conversely, if you have that play that goes against you, it's amazing just the difference that making one play can make, good and bad.
Well, I think if you look at our last couple games, really the Saginaw, the Tiffin, the Davenport game, were against three undefeated football teams. And ultimately, what did that mean? That meant that when things went bad or when things went well, they were still confident because they had won every game. Where our guys had come up short in a couple games, where we lost our confidence a little bit easier, maybe we just weren't as mentally strong because we haven't seen the success. You know, Jake Amrine's done great things, but he hasn't won the game. And so when something bad happens, maybe you get your head down a little bit, you maybe lose concentration a little bit. And you go back to the Ashland game. We start off the game and we drop a punt, you know, a punt snap. Now, if we're an undefeated football team, that rolls off our back. But we're a team that's trying to find our way, and it really hurts us.
Boy, it's amazing. You want to talk about having the ability to roll things off the back. I mean, to emphasize your point, the adversity that your team in 2011 faced. And those guys were, like, unfazed by anything. Anything that came their way, including people not thinking they were going to get in the playoffs. And that's the difference. It's getting to that
right
point, perhaps, instead of saying, I think we're going to win, saying, no, you know what? We are going to win. We're going to go out there and make this happen.
Exactly. And it, you know what it comes down to, I think, and we've talked to the team about it. It comes down to Anthony Pittman. It comes down to Leon Eggleston. It comes down to Preston Pellman, those senior, junior captains that are leaders of the football team. Hey, guys, you've experienced success in your career. Share it with the rest of them. Let them know you can be successful. You should be successful. You came here to be successful.
Where is, I guess, the best way to put it, where is the mindset of this team right now? Because they've got to know that there's talent and everything. I'm sure they're disappointed at the results, but nobody knows better than you where this team is at the rest of the way.
Well, I can say this. Yesterday and today were the two best practices of the year.
Love to hear that.
I think our guys, they came out with enthusiasm. They came out with intensity. They came out with a kind of a newfound reason to play. You know, we're going to go out and we're going to go win a football game. We're going to do this right. We're going to hustle more. We're going to do every step harder. We're just going to give everything we have to be successful, and the heck with everything else. And it was actually fun to coach them. It was fun to watch the tape. It was fun to see how everybody was all in.
That's awesome. Well, they get a chance to go out there and get that winning feeling again. We make the long trek up to Houghton, Michigan, beautiful part of the state, one of my favorite parts of the state. And it'll be even better if the Warriors find a way to knock off Michigan Tech. Of course, you can hear the game right here on your home for the Warriors. FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Our pregame show starts at 12:45 and kickoff at 1 o'clock. More with Coach Winters and a very special guest as well. Coach Kaz out here, co-defensive coordinator, recruiting coordinator as well. He'll join us momentarily. You're listening to Winners on Wednesday on your home for the Warriors, FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot.
Hey, Wayne State, are you looking for childcare right here on campus? Rainbow Child Care Center is now open in Midtown. Come visit Rainbow's new Midtown location and see why so many families call Rainbow their home away from home. Located at the corner of Brush and Mac, Rainbow Child Care Center is the perfect place for your little one to grow and develop. Whether you're in the classroom or at work, enjoy the peace of mind that comes with your child being right next door. Visit rainbowccc.com/Detroit or call 800-90-LEARN. That's 800-905-3276. rainbowccc.com/Detroit and learn more.
Warrior fans, join us at Tom Adams Field on Saturday, October 20th, as your Wayne State Warriors take on the Northwood Timberwolves for the homecoming game. Celebrate 150 years of Wayne State University with tailgating, giveaways, trick-or-treat with the Warriors, and a special fireworks display following the game. Tickets are available at WSUathletics.com and at the gate. Go Warriors!
Michigan First Credit Union is the exclusive financial institution of Wayne State Athletics. With two branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus, our goal is to make your life easier and to exceed your expectations. Why choose anyone else for your banking needs? Let us show you why we're the best choice. Visit MichiganFirst.com for details. Michigan First Credit Union is proud to support Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
Whether you keep it on a spreadsheet, a memo on your phone, or a sticky note on your desk, you've probably got a lot on your to-do list. That's why Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are here to help. No matter what size your business, we'll help you find more ways to stretch your budget, protect your employees, and streamline your healthcare benefits. Also, you can check off more lines on your list and get on with living. To see all the ways Blue Cross can help you, visit timeformore.com.
Sometimes it's fun to drive, like when your friend gives you the keys to their new car for a test drive. And sometimes it's not fun to drive, like when you're at a concert and want to have a few cocktails but then have to drive home. Whether you're taking a small group of friends out for a night on the town or you're planning a trip for a large group of 50 or more, Trinity Transportation has you covered. They've got a huge fleet of vehicles, including vans, minibuses, and full-size luxury buses. Call them at 877-284-4200 or visit them on the web at trinitytransportation.com. When you want to have fun but don't want to drive, let Trinity Transportation take care of you. And please, don't drink and drive.
Hey, fellas, let's go now. Let's have a great day. Let's have some fun, fellas. Have some fun with it. Warrior Pride on three. 1, 2, 3.
Warrior Pride.
Great job.
Ah.
Warrior Dead. Team Rally.
Ready.
I said Warrior Dead. Team Rally.
Ready.
Ready. Begin.
W-A-R-R-O-O-S. Warriors.
And welcome back in. It is Winters on Wednesday here at Tony B. So glad you can join us. It's time for our look at the Atlantic Division in the NHL.
We've got
our Boston Bruins correspondent. We've got our Toronto Maple Leafs correspondent. We have our Montreal Canadiens correspondent. No, true story, if I may, guys. A few years ago, I would come in and do the coach's interview before the game and everything. And we would come in, and there was Coach Kaz, Coach Winters, former coach, Coach Heff. Shout out to Coach Heff. And we would literally sit in the room and sit there and talk hockey for about a half hour. And then I was like, nice to see you guys. And I get ready to go, and I go, oh, yeah, Coach, we got to talk about the game this weekend and everything. No, really, it was a great time. We'd all sit down and talk about hockey. Great guy to my left, kind enough to join us, Coach Kaz. How are you, buddy? Nice to see you.
Doing well. I appreciate you having me today.
No, it's my pleasure.
I enjoy those times, too.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Wow. I miss those times.
It was all right. The Bruins won the cup that year.
They did.
Always reminding us, isn't he?
They did, as a matter of fact. Much to my chagrin, that gosh darn overtime game. Not that I'm remembering it or anything. No, all jokes aside, Coach, this is an interesting situation right now that this team is in, because as we were just talking about with Coach Winters, there's a heck of a lot of talent here, especially on your side of the ball.
No question.
One of the things that this program has been blessed with is, to me, an innate amount of quality linebackers. You've got that. You've got the trenches on, in my mind, both sides of the ball. This is just a work-through-it situation right now?
Yeah, I think the big thing is, and Coach said it with the practices the last 2 days, but you just keep fighting and you keep battling and you keep working. And like you said, the production's been there defensively. We've had great production, like you said, the linebacking core, the D-line play, the DB. So, you just keep battling, you keep fighting, and you keep pushing forward because you can't sit back.
You know, it's interesting. I'm sure you heard Coach Winter say it, and you had a bird's eye view today, so I'll ask you. From the sounds of it, nobody on this team is hanging their head right now. There isn't frustration. You guys are going out there doing your work, and as Coach Winter said, a couple great days of practice.
No question, and I think, you could definitely see the energy and the excitement, and the guys are still fighting and bringing that energy and juice every day, and that's what we keep talking about and keep preaching. And like Coach said, it's been that way, and nobody on the team has taken a step back. They keep.
One of the things is we talked to Coach Kaz here on Winners on Wednesday. So glad you could join us in your home for the Warriors, FM 101.5 AM 1400 The Patriot. One of the cool things for you, and I always make a point when I see the alumni come back. You see guys from the 09 team. Give them a shout out on the air for the games and everything. But it's got to be really cool for you to have a guy that both you and Coach Winters coach be a part of the staff. It was so great to see Johnny Robinson come back home, if you will. But that's got to be special for you. Talk about that.
It is unbelievable to be able to, number one, coach him and go through that with him, and then having the opportunity to now coach with him and see him grow. As a coach, and he's very passionate about the game, just like he was as a player. And so coming into work every day, you obviously go in those meeting rooms and you game plan and do that stuff. It's been a great experience. I wouldn't change it for anything. I mean, he's great to work with. We get to tell stories about things that he may have done, MAs or things that he did.
Tell a lot of stories about the things he's done.
So that makes it fun, too, because he'll look at somebody and be like, don't say anything yet, John. But it's been a lot. I mean, it's been great. I couldn't ask for anything more.
You are also a recruiting coordinator. I mean, look, recruiting's always been big, but it just seems in recent years it is blown up because there's so many recruiting experts. And this isn't a situation, for the sake of people out there, where you guys are just looking for guys around here. Coach, you mentioned it. Muskegon Mona Shores, which has turned into a monster
power,
out there.
Right.
They've got – they're unbeaten. They got a big matchup coming up with Muskegon, as a matter of fact, on Friday. Talk a little bit about what that entails, because, this is something – I don't know what you can and cannot say, so I'm going to let you take the bull by the horns. I don't want to, get you guys out of compliance or anything, but for goodness sake. But this is really something – the clock's always running when you're talking about the recruit game.
You've got to be on top of it. You've got to make sure that, like you said, it's so much faster than it was probably 15 years ago, 12 years ago, that you've got to always be a step ahead in the whole process. And I think things have sped up, and some of that's because of the rules with maybe the early signing days and things that are now in place. So I think the biggest thing is just making sure that you stay that step ahead and are on top. And like you said, for us, it's not just a – state of Michigan. Obviously, state of Michigan will always be the big primary for us, but we're in Wisconsin, we're in Illinois, we're in Indiana, we're in Ohio, and spreading across that way. So, it's not just, one location.
Sometimes you hear people use this term, and I don't think it's an overstatement when this term is used, but with Michigan becoming such a fertile ground for football players, it really is a battleground out there.
Absolutely.
I mean, you have not only the D2 schools going after guys, you have D1 schools coming from every section of the country. Talk a little bit about that battleground aspect.
Yeah, I think, as you go through, and like you said, for the whole entire year, it is. And with the Division I's in here, and you're fighting your Division II, your rivals and all that against kids as well, staying a step ahead, gathering all the information you can on the kids that you want to recruit, and you've got to attack it. You can't sit back and wait. You don't have time to wait. And so, because if you do, somebody else is going to be there ready to jump on it.
I think you guys know this. I kind of live in my own world, Sean world, so to speak. But I think in recent years, one thing that I've noticed just in my time here is when the recruits come in, you would have, maybe a group of recruits coming in on a game day to watch you guys. You see giant groups of kids now. I mean, is that something that's changed over the years? It seemed like there were maybe 10, 15 guys before, and now they're just giant groups.
Yes. Yeah. That whole room fills up. I know there were times when we used to use the DB room, and that room would be filled up, and now we're using our second locker room there, and that place is packed. And it's great to see. You go in there before a game, and you get a chance to see some of the kids and the families, and obviously we have some small little things we do there with presentations and things, and just to see how big that room is and how filled up it is great. And then they take, they go out for a little bit and come back, and like you said, that sideline is just
it's awesome. It's a great sight.
It's great.
With all the little other letter jackets, et cetera, et cetera. All right, listen, there's no way I can have you up here without having you gloat a little bit about your Leafs.
I'll tell you, it's been fun to watch so far. I know about a weekend.
Okay, can I interrupt this stuff? I don't care about that.
Two of the best, top
leaders
scoring.
Before you guys start talking about that, let me say one thing about recruiting, because
this is
important, and Coach Kaz has done a fantastic job. This summer we had three camps with major college.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do they call them? The five now, the Power Five, schools, Ohio State, Cincinnati, Michigan State, Iowa. They were all here, so we had some camps. We had some fantastic kids come to camp. We also then had an unofficial visit where we invited the best kids from those camps. And we probably had 30 kids come in for that visit that were, no question, we want them. And we were able to take them into our new weight room. We were able to spend time with them really, like you said, faster than what we have in the past. And we feel like we're way ahead in our recruiting for this coming season because of the contacts we've been able to make with them. And then the other part of it that we're very excited about is the Steve Masons and the Nolan Kimmies and the guys that we've been able to redshirt from this last class.
Sure.
I mean, we've got some outstanding. We have a young man from Milwaukee area, Julius Wilkerson, linebacker, who he's so special. Like Brandon Tuck Hayden is special. Julius Wilkerson might be special plus. And so we're obviously extremely excited about those guys. So it's the cupboard's not bare, and the cupboard's getting filled every year. So we're very excited about the program and where the program is headed, not just where we are today.
And the beautiful new facility, boy, that's a sell.
Right.
Make no mistake about that.
It's big. It's big in recruiting. It's big to take the recruits in there and have them see that. We had two O-line, D-line camps this year, big man camps, and had over 100 kids at each of those. And obviously, for O-line, D-line, they know that's where they're going to live. And just taking them in there was great.
Well, you've had sand kicked in your face for so long as a Leaf fan.
Oh.
And I think it's time that you guys can start kicking some. That's a good team. And I had
it's
the
long
fortune.
Season.
I had a fortune of seeing John Tavares when he was 15. He got that special exemption in the OHL. And literally, you're watching him going, how are you 15? He's going to let everybody know how good he is for a team like the Leafs.
And he has, and having Matthews with him and those guys, it's in obviously Kadri and
has he ever had
Marner.
Success against Bergeron? Just asking.
See how he – yeah, that's what usually happens.
All I got is Carey Price looks like Carey Price. That's it. The team stinks, but Price looks like Price, so there's that.
Hey, Tuca stinks, so.
A lot of that going around, unfortunately. Hey, Coach Kaz, always a pleasure,
I appreciate it. Thank
really
you
nice
very much.
To see you. It's Been great to work with you, get to know you. Great to, that you brought your family here
Look
at that. Look at the wave on cue. Way to go. Outstanding. Eat your pizza. Have a great time out here. More on Winters on Wednesday when we come back. Ashley DeCede is going to be along with a conversation of interest for you. Don't go anywhere. This is Winters on Wednesday. We are live from Tony B's right here on your home for the Warriors, FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot.
How much more endurance on the court would Tom have if his sleep problems were addressed by a specialist? How much faster could Darnell get back to scoring touchdowns if he had a sports medicine expert treating his concussion? How much more would Priya enjoy running if she found out her shortness of breath was due to an easily treated respiratory condition? Whatever kind of athlete you are, at Henry Ford, we treat all of you. From injury prevention to leading-edge treatment, no one sees the whole athlete like we do. Henry Ford Sports Medicine is the only team in Michigan where every member is part of a unified group. Our sports specialists work together to get every muscle, bone, tendon, organ, nerve, and blood vessel of your body working so you can reach all of your goals. Get back in the game ASAP. Make an appointment today at henryford.com/sports. Henry Ford Health System, all for you.
For more than a decade, the Detroit Sports Commission has attracted regional, national, and international sporting events to Metro Detroit. What does this mean for our region? Hundreds and thousands of visitors and millions of dollars being pumped into our local economy over the past 10 years. From the Final Four to the Super Bowl, Detroit is where champions are made and championships are played. Find out how you can get involved at DetroitSports.org and be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Student loan, car loan, credit card, whatever your financial needs are, Michigan First Credit Union is here to help. As the official financial institution of Wayne State Athletics, we have 2 branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus. Stop in or visit MichiganFirst.com for locations and details about how we can save you more money. Michigan First Credit Union is a proud supporter of Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
Delta Dental of Michigan and Wayne State University are building brighter futures, healthier communities where families have access to care, smarter communities where dreams transform into reality, more vibrant communities where pride in where you live runs deep, because a good community feels like home, with friendly faces, sights, and sounds that foster a happiness you can't help but share. After all, a bright smile starts with a solid foundation. Learn more at deltadentalmi.com.
Hi, Warrior fans. This is Ashley DeCede here with this week's Women in Athletics segment. We've got senior Jackie Feist. She's on our women's cross country and track and field team. Welcome, Jackie.
Hi.
All right, Jackie, let's give our listeners a little bit of background on you. You are a transfer from Iowa State and came here, obviously, to join our cross country and track and field team. You're originally from the area, Beverly Hills, correct? So kind of walk us through your decision to make that transfer decision, but also, you know, come here and be a Warrior.
My initial decision to transfer was kind of geared around academics. I know Wayne State is one of the top academic kind of schools in the Metro Detroit and as well as in, you know, all of Michigan. So, and they happened to have the program I was really looking for, and then I met up with a coach and really responded well with the team, so I decided to continue here as an athlete as well as a student. So,
and so I got to imagine, you know, any transfer is just, that's a hard decision to make, but certainly a transition that's also a tough jump. But you also went from a top Division I program to Wayne State, so kind of talk about a little bit of maybe your expectations and how they were met or exceeded as far as just like the program itself and kind of making the jump from Division I to Division II.
Well, it's definitely quite a bit different. The competition level and the way that the athletic department is set up is like astronomically different than the program I was used to, but it definitely in a good way. It's definitely more personal, more unique. And it's kind of allowed me to continue running when otherwise maybe I may not have been able to continue to compete due to injuries and, I don't know, academic stress, stuff like that. The Wayne State Athletic Department and the program here has been a lot more welcoming and kind of personal and, you know, athlete-focused than my previous program.
Definitely. That's awesome. And so we know over the weekend you guys competed at Lewis and did well as a team, and it was your season opener. It was the first 6K of the season. Obviously, coming back from an injury, we missed you last season a little bit in the spring. So kind of talk through, obviously, a different year in the fact that there are so many freshmen, and obviously Coach Loftel's in his second year and quite a lot going on as far as the program's growth. But from your standpoint, your own personal goals and the team's goals for the year.
Well, our goals are definitely a bit higher this year than they were last year. Last year we were just kind of trying to feel out our new coach and feel out some new freshmen that were coming in, trying to turn around the program, whereas before, in the years past, we've had, you know, very little numbers of, you know, recruits coming in. And so it's been really exciting to have all the new recruits in, kind of really start the program over fresh. And this year has been the kind of the first year where we can see that and see the progress that we're making from that kind of turnover. And it's been really exciting. So we're looking to do some bigger things at conference and at regionals than we've been able to in several years. So it's pretty exciting, and it's a really young and kind of excited environment with all the new freshmen. So there's not a whole lot of upperclassmen. I'm like one of the only ones. So like it's sometimes it's a bit crazy, but it's a good energy. It's very positive and open-minded energy. So.
Great, and that's kind of a perfect segue too, since it's obviously such a young team. I obviously think about your leadership, and not just from, you know, going through a transfer situation, but also you've been involved in our SAC for a couple years, which is our Student Athlete Advisory Committee for our listeners, and obviously I'm sure you've personally seen quite a bit of your own like leadership growth through the years. So can you talk about maybe how that's come into play a little bit differently as far as this fall already with such a young group?
I personally, I don't know if my leadership has really been a huge factor in what we've been doing this year. Teresa Deal has really stepped up as a captain. She's kind of more on the day-to-day grind with the team. Same with, Ryan Manu-Levin on the men's side. They're young for captains, but, like, have been really excellent in kind of keeping the team together and really getting the freshmen in a good mindset and a good place. I haven't been around as much due to my schedule because of the pharmacy program, but when I am around, I try to help out as much as I can. So that's how things are going right now.
Okay, perfect. And also another perfect segue, you mentioned your pharmacy program. So you're in your first year of the doctoral program here in the pharmacy school. And then last year, you actually received an award for having the highest cumulative grade point average of all student athletes in that college, which I know you're not going to brag on yourself, but that's more than impressive. So, you know, just from a standpoint of being a student athlete and the grind that that entails, obviously makes you think of just the student piece, but then you're at a different level that you're starting your doctoral program. So how do you even balance it all? Like, kind of talk us through how you manage your own schedule. Yeah, transparency is great.
Honestly, you've had like 3 mental breakdowns a week. But like,
being real.
I mean, it's extremely difficult, especially just starting into the program. Mm-hmm. So it's going to take a while to kind of get into a groove and figure out how to balance being a student athlete and being in this competitive program. So there's definitely, I definitely have no time.
Yeah.
So really having the support of, you know, a coach and my teammates and their level of understanding of what I'm kind of trying to juggle here has been really unbelievable and unbelievably supportive. So without them, like, I don't know, you know, if I was, mm-hmm. for example, in my previous program, we just did not have this level of, you know, care for mm-hmm. your teammates and very team-centered focus. I definitely would have not been able to do that in my previous program. So mm-hmm. it's been really exciting to try and manage it and try not to, you know, freak out too much.
Minimize the breakdown.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. We appreciate you being here, Jackie. Again, my name is Ashley DeCida. This is our Women in Athletics segment, Jackie Feist from our Women's Cross Country and Track and Field program. Please check out WSUathletics.com for their full schedule of events. They actually have their inaugural Warrior Invite on October 20th, so make note. Go Warriors!
This is a new race, a new species. The higher life form.
The movie Venom tells the story of Eddie Brock, a one-time TV journalist who pretty much loses everything in his life. His job, his girlfriend, his cat. It all happens after he conducts an ill-advised interview with an evil tech magnate named Carlton Drake. Several months later, Brock is approached by a Drake lackey who says that all his suspicions were right. The baddie is taking society's most vulnerable, subjecting them to medical experimentation, and essentially killing them. Drake's latest fascination is with some strange goo-like creatures he picked up from deep space, which seem to bond with other life forms. Brock decides to investigate, and in the process is attacked and essentially possessed by one of the symbiotes, which gives him incredible powers, a terrible hunger, and an almost accidental new career as a quote-unquote superhero.
Both your arms and then both of your legs, and then we will eat your face right up your head. You will be this armless, legless, faceless thing, won't you? Rolling down the street.
If you're expecting Spider-Man, or actually anything else heroic with this film, you're barking up the wrong web. Brock fighting against the symbiote's worst tendencies probably represents the pick's most heroic moments. On the negative side, though, there's a bit of sensual content, tons of violent thumping, unhesitant death-dealing and broken bones, and the harsh language can often be far from heroic as well. So I'll give Venom a 2 out of 5 for family friendliness. For the full review, be sure to visit PluggedIn.com/radio. Plugging you into the movies, I'm Bob Olszewski for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
A school district in Massachusetts will no longer allow prayer at its school-sponsored events in order to appease one of the nation's leading atheist groups. This is truth itself. Last month, Canton Public Schools Superintendent Jennifer Fisher Mueller informed the Wisconsin-based Freedom From Religion Foundation that steps have been taken to ensure that there will be no prayers or religious rituals included as part of any school ceremony or school-sponsored event, including graduation ceremonies. Fisher Mueller's letter came after FFRF, which advocates for a strict separation of church and state, and regularly pressures school districts and local government entities across the nation to drop all types of religious activities and cooperation, sent a demand letter to her in late June. The letter complained about the fact that the Reverend John Tamilio III of the Congregational Church of Canton was invited to give a prayer at the 2018 Canton High School graduation ceremony last spring. Tamilio was invited by Principal Derek Folan to give the invocation. In the invocation, Tamilio is alleged to have called upon a holy, loving, and most gracious God in asking him to bless the graduating students. Tamilio was also said to have prayed that the students would serve others in service of you. The prayer concluded with Tamilio asking the audience twice for an amen. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or maybe you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with? You still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. So if you think you're stuck with your high-cost plan, think again. You can join MediShare anytime. Here's the number to find out more, 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
And welcome back to Tony V's here on Cass Avenue. Along with the head coach, Paul Winters, I'm Sean Belegian. And Coach, you know, if I may, I want to piggyback on something we were talking momentarily with Coach Kaz about. Look, the game has changed so much. The ante has been upped all over the place. It doesn't matter, Division I, Division II, other divisions. You know what? A lot of times these kids, it's not just about coming and playing football. It's about what kind of facilities do you have, et cetera, et cetera. That's a big selling point for you. For people that maybe haven't checked out the weight room, that is something special. Talk a little bit about how much that means to the program.
Well, we have a brand new 12,000 square foot weight room, and obviously state-of-the-art facilities. We have 24 workstations for our guys, and we have the best strength and conditioning staff. So you combine that, and we're able to bring guys into a situation where they can compete on a national level. And so we're very excited about that, and our guys are extremely proud of it. So our players sell it. So, but we had kids come in this summer. We have kids come in during the games, and they're going over there, and their jaws drop. You know, we haven't had that one thing from a facility standpoint that just brought people in, and now we have that at least one thing. Obviously, we're competing against some of the schools that have the indoor facilities, pretty much almost all the schools in the league, but no one has a weight room that with that, you know, much pizzazz. So what happens is you can tell a kid, listen, all right, you can run around in an indoor facility or you can be in the best room because that's where you spend your time. You know, the other part of it is you go out and play in the weather. You don't care about that. You go play. And in winter conditioning, you do your winter conditioning indoors. We get that. But you get that weight room. That's where you want to be in the NFL. Everybody wants to be in the NFL. That's what's going to get you to the NFL.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, just in your time in coaching, and I'm not even talking your head coaching history. I mean, your stops, Wisconsin, whatever the case may be. You know, before the selling point would be, hey, look, you know, we had Joik. You know, we had this incredible run. We won a couple of GLIAC championships, et cetera, et cetera. It's so much more than that now.
Right, right. You know, the like I said, the indoor facilities. But now it's kind of, I think there's a lot of different financial aid packages that people are putting together that aren't countable anymore. So there's a lot of money out there that people are finding and ways to, for recruits to get that also makes a difference. And, you know, we're just trying to put the best packages together, trying to put the best situation. We want to be the most marketable team. And ultimately, for the guys that choose to go come to Wayne State, the fact that you can get the best education actually means something. The fact that you're in Midtown Detroit actually means something. The fact that you're in a major city and have major opportunities to internships and things like that, that actually means something. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean something to a transfer from a Big Ten school
sure.
who just wants to get on the field and doesn't really want to take classes, you know. So that's what we're competing against in a lot of situations. But, you know, you look at our guys and you look at what they do when they graduate and how successful they are in life, and, you know, you wouldn't change a thing.
Coach, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be here with you guys for – this is my 10th year now, and I say it often, probably once a broadcast. You take a look at the campus – and you take a look, even at Midtown Detroit as a whole, what it was 10 years ago and what it is now,
yes.
Two entirely. I mean, there is so much life down there. There's so much going on, not just on campus, but around Midtown as well. It's a vibrant place.
Well, with Little Caesars Arena,
yeah.
I mean, that is, I don't know if there's a better place in the country.
Unbelievable.
It's
true statement.
If you're a college student and you're within walking distance of that atmosphere, I mean, who doesn't want that? You know, so the biggest thing for us is to try to get them here and show them that atmosphere and let them fall in love with it.
This is Winners on Wednesday. When we come back, we're going to look ahead to this big matchup. Don't forget, 12:45 pregame show right here on Saturday, 1 o'clock kickoff near the shores of the big lake they call Gitchagumi. We'll talk a little bit about the Michigan Tech Huskies. When we come back, he's Paul Winters. I'm Sean Belegian. This is Winters on Wednesday. So glad you could join us from Tony V's on your home for the Warriors, FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot.
At Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network, we work hard to show our members how much we value them. It's nice to know they feel the same way.
We're proud to receive the 2018 J.D. Power Award for having the highest member satisfaction among commercial health plans in Michigan. Every day, our focus is all about serving our members. To learn more, visit bcbsm.com. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Michigan First Credit Union is the exclusive financial institution of Wayne State Athletics. With two branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus, our goal is to make your life easier and to exceed your expectations. Why choose anyone else for your banking needs? Let us show you why we're the best choice. Visit MichiganFirst.com for details. Michigan First Credit Union is proud to support Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
Sometimes it's fun to drive, like when your friend gives you the keys to their new car for a test drive. And sometimes it's not fun to drive, like when you're at a concert and want to have a few cocktails but then have to drive home. Whether you're taking a small group of friends out for a night on the town or you're planning a trip for a large group of 50 or more, Trinity Transportation has you covered. They've got a huge fleet of vehicles, including vans, minibuses, and full-size luxury buses. Call them at 877-284-4200 or visit them on the web at trinitytransportation.com. When you want to have fun but don't want to drive, let Trinity Transportation take care of you. And please, don't drink and drive.
Warrior fans, join us at Tom Adams Field on Saturday, October 20th, as your Wayne State Warriors take on the Northwood Timberwolves for the homecoming game. Celebrate 150 years of Wayne State University with tailgating, giveaways, trick-or-treat with the Warriors, and a special fireworks display following the game. Tickets are available at WSUathletics.com and at the gate. Go Warriors!
After a tough workout, plenty of athletes reach for a cold glass of chocolate milk. Why? It's got the right amount of high-quality protein and carbs proven to refuel and rebuild muscle. Chocolate milk also has electrolytes and bone-building calcium to replenish your body after any athletic activity. Get more from your training with chocolate milk, nature's sports drink. In Michigan, approximately 1,900 dairy farm families work to provide safe, high-quality milk and dairy products for us to enjoy. Approved by Michigan Dairy Market Program Committee. Milk means more.
Welcome back. Final segment here. Winter's on Wednesday. So glad you could join us as we are live at Tony V's. Tony V's is such a great spot. They're so gracious when we come out here. And certainly, if you're looking for a great place for lunch, for dinner, whatever the case may be, support those that support the Warriors. And Tony V's is near the top of that list, to be sure. Not that I want to go finish everybody's pizza that's sitting on the table right now, but we'll save that for a different day. Coach, one of the things that Josh Rennell and of course, one of the fine coaches on your staff, Matt Johnston, drive with us. We always make a point to stop at all the beef jerky places up there, the little ma and pa beef jerky places. And I think our producer out here, Hope, always gets a giggle at that because we're like little kids running into this beef jerky. But let's get back to football. You know, Michigan Tech, and I say this with respect, look, there's nothing fancy. They're not going to come at you and wow you and dazzle you. This is a team that kind of plays like its region. They're going to play hard.
You know what? They play really hard. They're physical. They're big and strong, and they're always a tough competitor. You don't necessarily like playing them because they're very similar to you as far as being physical, and so you can't necessarily beat them up. They're going to beat you up. But what happens is they probably – you know, they have their ups and downs with the skill. And when they have really good skill, they're really hard to beat. Obviously, they've won championships and done a fantastic job. But it's going to be a battle.
You know, it's interesting because to hear you say that, some of the names have changed and there have been some guys that have really put it on a show at this level. But listen, you know what their calling card is? I mean, and this is a term that's used too much in sports, in my opinion, but you hear slugfest. That's when Wayne State and Michigan Tech get together, that term applies. This is going to be a slugfest. No other way to say it.
There is. It's fun because you know that. They'll trick you now. I mean, they're smart.
Yeah.
They do a great job of tricking you, but it's not about tricking you. It's about stuffing the ball down your throat. And they do a great job of it, and at times we do a great job of it. So we're going to go in there and strap it up and you know, hopefully the weather's good and we can both just go out and compete.
You read my mind. I've had enough rain. If it doesn't rain for a game again for the
supposed
next
rain.
15 years, I'd be, oh joy. But you know what? This is, it's a really cool venue because you kind of wind back on the campus of Michigan Tech. Beautiful campus. But the football field is kind of on a hill. And the one thing
it'll
that
never flood.
Yeah, it will never flood. And I don't think the wind will ever stop blowing there either. It seems like every time we've been there, it's this crazy wind that goes in varying directions.
We have a quarterback built for it, so we're okay. he can throw the ball into the wind and with the wind. So he can cut through the wind.
What are the keys to getting the Warriors back on track? I mean, as we talked about, and Coach, it isn't just words. We know what we have. We know that there's talent with this team. It's all about putting it together for 60. What do the Warriors have to do to get back on the winning ledger?
Well, we have to commit to the run. Even though we, like I said, we know we got a quarterback who can throw it, and we got some receivers and go, but we got to commit to the run, which we probably haven't done enough. We've got to be efficient throwing the football from an offensive standpoint, and not turn it over. You know, those are the big things offensively. From a defensive standpoint, we have to have consistency. We play really solid defense for a very long time, and then the offense doesn't do anything. We kind of break down a little bit on defense. So if we can continue to battle defensively, no matter what the outcome offensively, we can go win.
Well, and it's interesting because this is the type of game that I guess the best way to say it is the first time that you get hit in the mouth, it's gut check time.
That's right. Everybody's got a plan until they're hitting the mouth.
Is that amazing how that works out? No, I mean, it really, this is one of those things where these boys that perhaps haven't faced Michigan Tech before, they're going to slug at you. Make no mistake about it.
That's right. That's right. You know, I always make fun and tell them up there, they go to class, they drink beer, they lift weights. And you got to be ready because they do lift a lot of weights, and they're very strong.
Yeah, and part of the lifting weights up there, the man-sized portions that they serve up there, if I may say, right? It's amazing. You can I order your chicken? And they bring out a chicken for you. I mean,
that's
what Upers do. They grow them big up there, no doubt
that's
about
right.
it.
That's right. Now, though, there is something good about being a Uper. My wife was a Uper. She lived in St. Ignace, obviously grew up there.
I didn't. Oh, wow.
So when we go up, we have to stop at Clyde's.
Oh, yeah.
For the best bison burger anywhere.
Yes.
And I'm not being paid by Clyde's.
No.
And I've given up meat, but I might have some bison burger Friday.
Well, I'll have three pasties in your honor. I will. And I'll fill them full of meat as much as I can, and then we'll stop at the beef jerky place as well. Offensively, we'll get back to that. And, you know, I obviously joke about James Hill, the whole Livonia thing. But, you know, Coach, we talk so much about the linebackers. Maybe one thing forgotten with this program is the lineage of fine running backs that you've had. I mean, yeah. I don't know if enough is said about that, quite frankly. Yes, going all the way back to Joik, but Josh, and I mean, the list goes on and on.
Josh, Tony Davis.
Things you're always bringing in a guy.
Dez Martin.
Dez, oh.
You know, Dez was fantastic, and Romello and Demetrius. You know, we've had some outstanding tailbacks.
And you're going to be throwing a couple more at them this week, and they better be prepared for that to be sure.
I think they're pretty special.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Coach, always a pleasure chatting with you, and look forward to making the trip. And for the benefit of Warrior fans out there, the pregame show will start at 12:45. Hopefully the rain stays away. Kickoff at 1 o'clock, and we want to get the Warriors back on the winning track. Coach, pleasure to see you. We'll see you up there. I always love having a chat with you up on the field up there.
Like I always say, when you do this show, it's the best day of my life.
Oh, my goodness. Check's in the mail, sir. Thank you, Hope. Thank you, Jason Clark, Jeff Weiss, Coach Kaz, and thank you, most importantly, for listening. We'll talk to you again Saturday right here. Oh, Maggie, how can I forget? We'll talk to you Saturday right here on your Hope for the Warriors. FM 101.5 AM 1400, The Patriot. Flies over in a field today.
You've been listening to Winters on Wednesday here on The Patriot. Go Warriors!